This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as you enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean coming at you live, friends, all the way from Tennessee. We are out in deep Tennessee right now and in the process of doing just that. We're going to be meeting up with White House correspondent Dr. June Knight on Monday. Tomorrow morning, we will be doing a church with a new friend out here, my friend Brendan. And with that said, at the end of the week, we will be up with Alan Keyes in Pigeon Forge. Alan Keyes is the former ambassador under Ronald Reagan and former presidential contender back in 2008, I believe. So we've got a lot in front of us. We've got a lot behind us just on this run. We did a church just the other day in Michigan. Then we drove down to Tennessee here to basically kill off this little tour in the process of doing what we're called to do. Luke 19:10. So welcome to the show. I appreciate your trust. I want to let you know that if you want to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, it looks like we may be in Las Vegas area in the up and coming month. We're still waiting for details on that, but it could be a pretty cool deal and a pretty big deal at a gun rally down there. So with that said, again, if you would like to have us into your communities, your church, your prisons, your high schools, your colleges, television, radio, whatever the case is, friends, you can check the fruit out as to what we have borne that glorifies our Father, John 15:8, on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to book us at any time, that number is 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. If you want to check us out online on our media outsource page and resource page, please do go there. People ask me all the time, Bradley, where do we go? Folks, we have 20 different contributors from across the United States of America that are actually in the culture war, from constitutional attorneys to preachers to former military to police officers to just plain individuals that want to win the day because they believe, as the preacher said, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. These are the people that believe that if they fight the good fight and do all that they can do, that God will give the results, and he promises he will, and his word will not return unto him void. Read Isaiah 55 as well. Also read 1 Timothy 6:12. Now, with that said, folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles there combating the lies in the mainstream media. Also check on the right side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. YouTube is up, ready to go. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat with our faithfuls over there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto YouTube and join us on Top Chat. Same thing with BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page over there. Click us on. Join us on YouTube. Now, folks, last week we did a show, actually a week and a half ago, on Tim Brown, senior editor's radio platforms. And our first show, folks, we produced 16,000 viewers instantly. The first show. So with that said, folks, it's growing exponentially, and we appreciate that. You've also made us the number one radio show and number two radio show on Genesis Communication Networks out of 65 different radio show hosts. We're broadcasting live into 131 cities even now, as well as broadcasting into 53 countries. Thank you for making us the number one show. And again, we know why you're listening, because the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, and that's what we're always making reference to. Folks, without making reference to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, there is no resolve. This is why the conservatives of today, yesterday's liberals, never make reference, because they want to keep you supporting them as they support and serve their golden gods, friends, which Scripture clearly condemns. Now, with that said, folks, if you want to call in at any time, that number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, what I want to do is I want to give you an overview over the last week and things that are important, that have relevance, that we need to keep in the light rather than to be distracted by another one of the topics of the day coming in by the propagandists and the useful idiots in the mainstream media that 94% of the American people don't believe. But this is the new thing that we're hearing today, friends, is Joe Biden is now telling the American... Joe Biden allegedly is running for the presidential. He's running for the seat of the President of the United States of America, the highest office in the United States. He's running for the people's White House. Now he is coming out, friends. You can't make this up. This is so embarrassing, and it's so ridiculous that the American people actually take these two presidential contenders, the two clowns in the circus, seriously, friends. He's now telling the American people that if he becomes the President of the United States of America, he's going to mandate vaccination. What? Folks, is this what you say to the people to become the President of the United States of America? Absolutely not. He said he's going to mandate, folks, vaccination. Why is he doing this? Because he all the well knows that he's driving support to Donald Trump, just like Pete Buttigieg, just like Kamala Harris, just like Bernie Sanders, just like Elizabeth Warren, friends. They're all set up to drive support to the man that they want to remain. And by the way, regardless of who wins, Joe Biden or Donald Trump, the agenda is going forward, friends, because you are under the judgment of a Most High God who will not leave himself without witness. That's where we're at. Look, isn't it interesting? Joe Biden is saying that he will mandate vaccinations. Is anybody paying attention to what Donald Trump is doing right now? He is the poster boy for vaccinations. I've shared with you 100 times that, folks, that those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination. The propaganda goes on and on. Now we're being told by Anthony Fauci, this little criminal, not to celebrate with our families on Thanksgiving. Folks, get everybody together and celebrate Thanksgiving. But again, my point is, Joe Biden is saying that now he's going to mandate vaccinations. Look what Donald Trump is doing, friends. He's teeing up the vaccinations. Is anybody paying attention to what's going on? What you're afraid Joe Biden will do, friends, Donald Trump is already doing it. You got to put two and two together. We're going to take a quick break. Again, broadcasting live out of Tennessee. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, broadcasting live from Tennessee. And we'll be doing a church here tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to our time here with our new friend, Brandon Taylor. Now, friends, what I want to do is I want to get over to this. I just want to do a bit of a recap as to what we've been going over during the last week. Last week I did a show on, is this what you say to the people to become the president of the United States of America? And what I want you to think of, besides, and I'm not saying that to belittle it by any means, of course, far be it from me that I ever do that concerning the word of God. No way. He is the rock of ages. This, the word of the Lord endureth forever. This is where we put our feet is upon the rock. But it's interesting to note, friends, that, what we're seeing more than anything is the fact that this contender, how do I say this? Friends, I said this during the church service last week in Michigan. How did Joe Biden go from being accused by this president as a treasonous individual? Donald Trump has called him out for his treason. He's a known pedophile. He's been busted in scandal after scandal. He was the vice president under the most corrupt administration, besides that of George W. Bush and Bill Clinton, in the history of America. And somehow or another, as they're highlighting his crimes, before you know it, they push him in to be Donald Trump's contender. America, are you really that desensitized? Are you really that dummied down to believe that these are legitimate candidates? It takes a Joe Biden, I mean, folks, the baser sort, to make Donald Trump look good. That's exactly right. This is reprobate carnal man for you. You put Jesus Christ in the mix, friends, you're going to see exactly what I'm talking about as to how corrupt these two are. Christ is the standard. These two clowns in the circus of politics are not. Read 1 Kings 13:33. But before you know it, we're being told about all of Joe Biden's crimes against we the people. We're seeing him act out through his exhibition of petting women continuously. We know from a former college roommate of Joe Biden that he is a pedophile. He prefers children. We see this on display all day long. And they put him up as the presidential contender, only to find out last week the mainstream media reported, folks, that there's nobody at his presidential rally. This was the same exact thing that happened with Hillary Clinton, same exact thing with what happened with Barack Hussein Obama, his second term. There was no support, but they put opposition up to drive support to the candidate that they wanted to put in office. Folks, they don't have the support. When the mainstream media says there's no yard signs for Biden, there's nobody here except the media, and yet what do? The propagandists, they put in fake polling to try to get you to think that Joe Biden is winning. What are they doing, friends? They're driving, folks, you to support Donald Trump, who is doing to you what you thought Joe Biden was going to do to you. Again, I'm asking you the question. Is this what you say to the people to become the president of the United States of America? Like I said during the first segment, do you tell the people that you're going to mandate vaccinations? And nobody's paying attention to the fact that Donald Trump's already teeing up the sale of vaccinations, because at the end of the day, that's what it is. And it's also about depopulation. Just ask the guy that he's working for right now, namely that Bill Gates. Why are special interest groups taking the platform? Why are special interest groups dictating what's going to happen? Why is Anthony Fauci up there telling people what they're going to do and what they're not going to do? Why is his head spinning constantly? Because it's all by design to confuse the people, furthermore, dictating what they can't do and what they can do, only to find out that all of those coronavirus task force team members around Donald Trump all work for Bill Gates. And again, let me remind you, he is not an elected representative. He is not a licensed doctor. But this is who we're hearing from. We see that Donald Trump and Joe Biden have sold out to the higher or to the highest bidder, no doubt. But again, what begs the question again, is this what you say to the American people if you want to get voted in? Do you tell the American people like Joe Biden did that if I become the president the very first day, I'm going to lift the ban off of Muslims in the United States of America? Of course you don't. Only to find out that Donald Trump on the other side is already aiding and abetting terror, which, by the way, according to Article 3, Section 3, is treason. Finding out that Donald Trump is funding Times 3 organizations in America by dumping tens of millions of dollars into Muslims in America. Boy, isn't that crazy how that works? What you're afraid Joe Biden's going to do, Donald Trump is already doing it. Joe Biden said that he wanted to make it the law of the land concerning Roe versus Wade. Is that what you say to become the president of the United States of America? The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. This is the pro wrestler match of the year, friends, which about as, it's about as obvious as it gets. I'm embarrassed for Americans. I really am. Joe Biden said he wants to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. It's not law. It's contrary to law, and it never will be law. And for those that did not know, Roe versus Wade has never been law. 60 million babies murdered, and Americans still don't realize that this is against the law. Free constitutional law, friends. Our rights come from God, not the state. We don't have a right to kill. He told us the sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. But the American people, instead of obeying God, they obey corruption. Yet they still profess that they're Christians. Can you make this up? No, you can't. But don't worry about it, because Washington Times revealed that Donald Trump, what you were afraid Joe Biden was going to do to you, Donald Trump has already given $100 million more to the likes of Planned Parenthood, more than that of even Barack Hussein Obama. $100 million more. And those in this country have yet to still figure out what's going on. Is this insanity? Can you make this up? We just heard last week from Breitbart News that Joe Biden said, listen, the Second Amendment doesn't basically ensure the right of owning a firearm. Oh, yes, it does. Right? What is he doing? He's driving support to Donald Trump, who claims to be the most pro-Second Amendment president in the history of America. Oh, he's the best of everything. That's what devils do. This is what narcissists act like. And this is the characteristics of a tyrant dictator. And it's exactly what's happening. He doesn't have to rule by force because he's already got the masses deceived. And why is that? Because they loved not the truth. That's exactly why. They love not the truth to their own destruction. Joe Biden says, reports Breitbart News, that you don't have a right to own a gun. Donald Trump is already, of course, passed 55 gun control laws, unconstitutional, mind you, in 26 different states. You see how this works, friends? Joe Biden is saying what you're afraid anybody would do in this country because it's un-American, and rightly so. But the fact of the matter is nobody's paying attention that Donald Trump is already doing it behind closed doors. Folks, if he's not lying about the wall, he's lying about education. We already know that he's taking Betsy DeVos from Michigan, his Secretary of Education, and basically handed the young people's curriculum in this country over to that of the United Nations. We know that Donald Trump has basically told the American people that he's going to eradicate the deficit, only to find out in the next 4 years it's going to be at an estimated $8.3 trillion. Again, friends, can you make this up? I don't think you can make it up. But again, friends, are these the things that you say to become the president of the United States of America, the things that Joe Biden is saying? Absolutely not. But I got a question for you on the other side. Do you do, in fact, what Joe Biden is telling the people behind closed doors in hopes of gaining a second term? Well, see, the problem is, friends, is although the mainstream media has been giving cover to the likes of Donald Trump, well, he's playing the victims, which you don't realize, Americans, namely his supporters, you're the ones that he's attacking. That's what the American people haven't come to conclusion with yet. But that's where we're at. This is what we talked about at the beginning of the week. We're going to get to another topic right on the other side of Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933. Let's make it your show. We'll be right back on the other side. Again, broadcasting live from that of Tennessee. And again, we'll be right back on the other side.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden never lifted a finger for 25 years to reform NAFTA.
Vice President Mike Pence hitting the campaign trail on Saturday. The vice president in Reading, Pennsylvania, continues.
When Joe Biden was vice president, America actually lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. Remember the last president, 4 years ago? He said those manufacturing jobs would never come back. He said, what magic wand do you have? Well, we didn't need a magic wand fighting for American jobs. We just needed President Donald Trump in the White House. 500,000 manufacturing jobs in just 3 years.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden responded to a reporter late Friday when asked about a recent explosive New York Post report about his son Hunter Biden. The former vice president saying it's just another smear campaign. USA Radio News. If you've ever asked the question, who would want a career in law enforcement these days? You're not alone.
There are now fewer police officers per person in the U.S. than at any point in the last 25 years. That's according to recently released federal data. The Washington Free Beacon reports there were roughly 214 police officers per 100,000 Americans in 2019. That represents a 1.5% decline from 2018 and a 9% drop from 2007 when police numbers last peaked. That trend bodes ill for violent crime in America, which has plateaued in recent years, given the large body of evidence finding that cops do have a substantial impact on crime rates. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
A federal judge denied a motion from the Diocese of Brooklyn to block Governor Andrew Cuomo's restrictions on religious gatherings. Religious gatherings in the hot zones in New York City are limited to 10 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Well, I got to tell you, friends, we must be striking a chord right now, because if it's not YouTube shutting down our channel for exposing the outcry in the UK concerning the tyranny going on over there, it's interesting how they're shutting us down for 2 weeks there. Well, we have Facebook on the other side constricting our flow, suppressing and censoring and even banning our information. And now I'm online right now trying to pull up some of the things that will answer some of the questions that my top chat friends are asking. And by the way, if you want to be a part of that, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. You go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can actually click on to the page, jump onto YouTube, and join us on Top Chat, or go over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing there. Beforeitsnews.com, click on the Top Chat, join us on live or on YouTube, join us on Top Chat over there. The number is 1-866-582-9933. It's interesting. I cannot for the life of me pull up some of this information, so I thank God my wife just brought her stuff in here for me to go online so I can indeed pull up the information that the people need to hear concerning what's going on. We just had one of our friends say, Bradley, but we're supposed to, and he's being facetious, sarcastic. He said, but Bradley, we're supposed to submit to Romans 13. That's what he said to me. And, of course, he's being facetious. He knows the answer, but he feels that the people need to understand what's going on. Folks, I wrote an article back in 2019, March 26th, and it was called The Meeting That Happened in the Fire. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. rightly said, listen carefully, okay? He said, of course, there's nothing new about this kind of civil disobedience. It was evidenced sublimely in the refusal of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to obey the laws of Nebuchadnezzar on the ground that a higher moral law was at stake. It was practiced superbly by the early Christians who were willing to face hungry lions and the excruciating pain of chopping blocks rather than submit to certain unjust laws of the Roman Empire. In our own nation, the Boston Tea Party represented a massive act of civil disobedience. Let me remind some of you people that are biblically illiterate, and I don't say that to be facetious. I don't mean to be sarcastic. I'm not saying that to be condemning in any sense of the word. I'm simply telling you that that is the furthest thing from the truth. From the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, what do we find? We find those that are appointed by God's Spirit, what are they continuously doing? They are continuously defying tyranny. What are you talking about? Well, let's just go to Moses. I love going over to Moses because when you look at Moses, what was he called to do? They called him the meekest man alive. Well, he was the meekest man alive. Meek meaning power under control, Webster's 1828 dictionary. He was so meek, friends, because, you know, again, what the American church wants to do is they want to refer to their watered-down, revised version of definitions in contrast to their lifestyle, because what they want is they want you to believe that they are somehow the standard rather than those patriarchs that are found in Scripture. In other words, I like to say this concerning Jesus Christ. The American church has the people believing in this country that Jesus is walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, telling the world that everything's okay. When nothing can be further from the truth. We are to preach the wrath of God. We are to preach that men flee from the wrath of God. Period. What is the message? The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Completely in stark contrast, 180 degrees, diametrically opposed to the message that you're getting from the hirelings in the pulpits today. They have no business there because they're not born of the Spirit. God speaks to the heart, not the head. These are head preachers that have a knowledge of the letter that kill us, but they fail to understand that the Spirit giveth life, and it's the life that they don't have. That's why they don't have the witness of the Holy Ghost. For he who hath the Son hath life, they have not life, nor will the Holy Ghost bear witness to their lives, and therein lies the problem. So, going back to that of Moses, the meekest man alive, what they fail to bring into perspective, friends, is the fact that Moses was commanded by God to give to the word of the Lord, give the word of the Lord, and drop it on the head of Pharaoh. Now, Moses could have went in there, friends, and got his head lopped off right then and there. But did he? Nope, he didn't. Because God was protecting him. He was hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He understood that the holy angels of God hearken to the commandments of the Lord. They're there to protect him. They're there to keep the children of God on the offensive, going before him, driving out his opposition into dark and slippery places. When you get a moment, read Exodus 23. Read the whole chapter. When we go to the New Testament, we see that it's a righteous thing with the Lord to recompense tribulation. The Bible also tells us, touch not mine anointed. And that applies to that of Moses. And who was just like Moses? Deuteronomy 18:18, Jesus Christ. He's going to raise them up, and he's going to be just like Moses. Go to Acts 3 as well. But just think about this, folks. Moses, the meekest man alive, was sent to the face of Pharaoh, who could have took his life, on God's command. And when he did that, what did he tell Pharaoh? He didn't ask him. He didn't barter with him. He didn't play the diplomat with him. He wasn't fraternizing with Pharaoh, folks. What did he do? He did exactly what the Lord told him to do. He said to him, let my people go. He said, let my people go, friends. Okay? And when you take it over to the New Testament, I think about, you know, I think about Peter being thrown in jail illegally by King Herod. And why did King Herod do it? Because he wanted to please the Jews of the day, and he was going to deliver him up. But what did the Lord do? Did Peter submit to Herod, the corrupt king? Absolutely not. Going back to Moses, did Moses submit himself to Pharaoh, or did he confront him? He confronted him. Going to Peter. What did Peter do? Well, he was thrown in prison. They were going to kill him the next day. And what does the Bible tell us? That the Lord sent an angel, and that angel broke him out of jail. How does that line up with Scripture in the modern-day church today, friends? I'm just curious. How does that line up? but the modern-day church. I'm answering a question or a statement made by one of our friends on Top Chat right now. Well, Bradley, you're supposed to submit to the authorities that are appointed. Let me ask you a question. Who appointed those said representatives? And keep in mind, we have a different form of government. Again, those representatives derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. We receive our rights from God, the right to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, not the other way around, right? We receive our rights to God. We entrust those individuals, those representatives with delegated authority that we give them to uphold. And if they fail to do that, then we deal with them the same way Moses did. Okay? And I can go down the list. I can go to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I can go to Jesus calling here at a fox and go tell that fox I'm not going anywhere. To that of John the Baptist confronting King Herod and calling him out for all of his evil. What Bible are Americans reading, friends, that we're to submit to those that are at war with God? Where is the people in America that they haven't taken the time to read their Bibles, or if they do, they sit there and they pick and choose like a bunch of pigeons picking peas as to what they like and what they don't like? Folks, how about this? Let's put the burden of proof on those people that are biblically illiterate. Can you show me in Scripture anybody, 1-866-582-9933, can you show me, anybody listening to me right now, can you show me in Scripture as to where I am supposed to submit to those that are at war with God? Can anybody show me in Scripture? Instead of you asking me the question to sit there and paint this biblical picture for you time and time and time again, I'm asking for somebody to call in and tell me in Scripture where I'm supposed to submit to tyrants. Because you're not going to find it. There's the problem that you're going to have. When you have said representatives lying, stealing, and killing, just like their father, John 10:10, we are not called to submit to him. We are called to reprove him. And Americans have the lawful authority found in the Constitution to actually impeach them and to prosecute them for their crimes against we the people, right? Everybody wants the burden of proof on Bradley Dean. Well, we're supposed to submit to the authorities that are appointed. Who appointed them? Did God appoint them to do the wrong thing or the right thing? He appointed them to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. And the church is not called or commanded by God to submit to the tyrant at any or in any sense of the word. So when we put that into perspective, friends, we can understand right then and there, it is our command from God to resist and to defy tyranny. And I'll tell you what, friends, you don't have to walk too far to have to deal with that, because it's all over the place in this country. Folks, we are down south today in Tennessee. And you want to talk about tyranny in action? We've seen it in Minnesota. We've seen it in Wisconsin. We've seen it in Michigan. We've seen it in Indiana. We've seen it in Kentucky. Now Tennessee. The Bible Belt, friends. Folks, these people are completely, wholeheartedly submitted to the tyrants that don't know how to tell the truth. And useful idiots all the way from Minnesota to Tennessee, friends, are wholeheartedly submitting to those that are, in fact, forging their chains. Now, do you think that that's our job to just go ahead then and give them a free hand to do whatever they want to do? You go ahead and do your work? Absolutely not. Read Ephesians 5:11 when you get a moment.
Sons because of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Brian from Michigan here. I have had the benefit of witnessing Bradley Dean and the other sons and daughters of Liberty fighting for our youth and delivering messages of truth. I am honored to have this opportunity to share my thoughts and want to thank Bradley, his family, and the other sons and daughters of Liberty for continuing to support and fight on a daily basis.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Tennessee. Absolutely beautiful out today, by the way. If you want to call in, I would prefer to hear from you rather than to see you text me or to post some comments about me. I would say, you know, the Bible's clear when it says to put off the things of a child and we're to put on the things of a man. In other words, we're supposed to grow up. So in doing that, I would love to hear from you, pro or con. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're just doing a week overview, things that we've covered over the last week. As I just shared with you a couple moments ago, friends, we were in Michigan. And I got to tell you, Michiganites, I don't understand what's going on with you. Americans, I don't understand what's going on with you. You had federal judges point their finger at constitutional law to tell you in Pennsylvania, to tell you in North Carolina, to tell you not just once in that of Michigan, but twice, that what the governors are doing there is completely illegal. Why do you have a mascot? I'm in Tennessee. Not a one of us have put on a mask. Not a one of us will put on a mask. Because we're not going to pretend with the tyrant. We're not going to subject ourselves and add strength to tyranny by wearing a mask so they feel encouraged to go ahead and stick a needle in our arm that Donald Trump is the poster boy for. Okay? Well, we're not doing that. As I said during the first two segments today, what you're afraid Joe Biden's going to do, Donald Trump's already seen it up. Folks, I'll tell you what, it is the fastest cure for a virus that they cannot prove. Isn't that interesting how that works? The fastest cure proven to mankind, it's almost ready. It's almost here, right? It's the fastest cure for a virus that they cannot prove. But going back to Michigan, going back to any state that you're in today, why are you wearing a mask? Are you that uneducated? Have you been that dumbed down? Yes, 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 you have. Yeah. Matter of fact, this last week, I walked into a store at the gas station in Wisconsin, and we were on our way to Michigan, and a college-age useful idiot was standing in a long line right in front of us. And you know how they have their social distancing marks? You know how this is a total psyop. It's they're controlling your mind. They're conditioning you to do what you're told to do when you're told to do it and how to do it and when to do it on the commands of those who tell you to do it. And I'm standing in line, and I've seen all their garbage all over the place. And as I look down, I seen that I was standing right next to a girl, this useful idiot, this college-age girl. You know, they know everything, right? And me and my wife were standing with her. I just grabbed the coffee. We were going to check out. And all of a sudden, she turns around and said, "You're making me feel uncomfortable." This is what she said to me. And folks, it was just like this quick, she got a response. I said, "You're making me feel uncomfortable." And all of a sudden, she turns around and says, "You know what? There's a 6 feet. You're supposed to stay 6 feet apart." Well, she turns around to find out that there's 12 feet in front of her that she can walk in. We said, "You can move because we are not moving." And she said something about being the law. And I just, again, an instant response. I said, "There is no law. And if you think that this is the law," I'm adding to, "you're sadly mistaken. Because federal judges all over the United States of America have rendered what these governors are doing is unconstitutional. Therefore, it's null and it's void. There is no such law." Folks, I've been saying this since the beginning of this perpetuated fraud. There is no law. The governors have literally come behind what I've been preaching over the last 6 months to tell you what I've always told you. And you can know the same thing if you take the time to know for yourself. But if you don't want to take the time to know for yourself, then just keep going right along, right over the little precipice, because rest assured, your day is coming. Read Amos 6:3. Folks, there is no law. So we got into Michigan. As we got into Michigan, we were getting to our hotel room, and my family went in front of me, my wife and my four boys under the age of 16. And a guy said, because I wasn't up to him yet, and I'm 6'5", okay, I'm a pretty big dude. And he said to my family, he had a mask on. He had a mask on. He was stepping outside of the hotel to smoke a cigarette. Can you make it up? No, you can't. You really can't make it up. And as I walked up to them, he just said to him, "Mask." And my wife said to him, she responded to him right away, "Mask. Why do we need a mask? Unconstitutional." And I heard the tail end of his mask, and I didn't know exactly what was going on. And I looked up at him, and I said, "What'd you say?" And he said, "Mask." I said, "Unconstitutional." Number one, educated him. I admonished him, right? And I reproved him a little bit. I corrected him, 2 Timothy 3:16. And then I backhanded him with scripture because he wasn't going to listen to what we had to say. He was going to remain in his defiance towards what the law says by submitting to the tyrant. And I said to him, "Mind your own business next time, dude." It really made me angry that he would have the audacity to look at my wife and my four boys and believe within himself that he had the right or the authority to tell my wife or my kids to put on a mask. You best back off at that point. And he did quite, he hastened himself and stepping away, because I believe it was my wife that said to him, do you work here? And he said no, or maybe I said that. And when he said no, that's when I said, why don't you mind your own business? Because if I would have been an employee, then I would have had to take him to the, you know, basically through the law to educate them, because that's what I mean to do. I don't mean to be, I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be, unfriendly, but I don't like being told what I'm supposed to do, especially when I know it's against the law. But friends, what I want to make clear here is when I was in Michigan, it was reported the day before we got there by the mainstream media that the power-hungry governor was struck down again by the court. They did it not once. They did it twice. It reminds me of when the Lord says, Moses, Moses, Abraham, Abraham, Isaac, Isaac, Jacob, Jacob. It's like the Lord has to tell us things not just once but twice to get it into our head so it drops into our heart. And what's interesting to note about all that, friends, is the Supreme Court has been gracious enough in the state of Michigan. By the way, we give them a huge thumbs up for doing their job, the Supreme Court in Michigan. But they've had to come through now on a national level to tell the American people that not only is it against the law, friends, in just Michigan, but throughout the United States, but in Michigan, they came back and they said twice that, listen, the governor doesn't have the authority with these executive orders. So therefore, take your mask off, burn them, throw them away, open up your businesses. Folks, I've done several church services there. The last service we did, not a person, oh, there was one person that was wearing a mask. That wasn't until she seen my little ditty I did on the whole fraud that's been perpetuated upon the American people. I didn't see one mask on the way out. Another service that we did a week and a half prior to that, a couple hundred people, not one mask. Folks, you need to understand they're suppressing the voice of the people. The people are not overwhelmingly complying with this unconstitutional edict and these actors in federal government and these special interest groups. And I want to say this concerning the end of first hour here. It was William Pitt that said, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. Necessity is the plea for every infringement upon human freedom. How did this come about? Necessity, right? And why would William Pitt say something like that? He said it's the argument of tyrants. Hey, folks, governors are being literally shot down by the court concerning their unconstitutional edict. So let's start acting according to who we are as American patriots based upon Christian doctrines and common law. We got hour two coming up. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Again, hour two coming up right on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.